आत्मन्या अग्निं समारोप्या मच्चित्तो अग्निं समाविशेत् यदासो नियमे कल्पो जरया जातवे पथुः आत्मन्या अग्निं समारोप्या मच्चित्तो अग्निं समाविशेत् यदासौ नियमे कल्पो जरया जातवे पथुः आत्मन्य अग्निं समारोप्य मच्चित्तो अग्निं समाविशे विनाशोनिमे कल्पो जया जात बेपतु आत्मन्य अग्नि समाहो
Ladies, Translation and purport by the servant of His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. If the vanaprastha is overtaken by old age and because of his trembling body is no longer able to execute his prescribed duties, he should place the sacrificial fire within his heart by meditation. Then, fixing his mind on me, he should enter into the fire and give up his body. Purport. Since the process of vanaprastha is recommended by those nearing the end of life, there is always the likelihood that one will prematurely succumb to the symptom of old age and be unable to reach the final stage of sannyas. If one simply cannot carry on this religious duty due to old age, it is here advised that he fixes the mind in Lord Krishna and enter into the sacrificial fire. Although this may not be possible in the modern age, we can appreciate the absolute seriousness of going back home, back to Godhead, as evidenced in this verse. Om Ajnanati Mirandhasya Jnananjana Salakaya Chakchur Unmitam Yena Tasmai Shri Guruve Namaha. Namah Om Vishnupadaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale श्रीमदे भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी नामने नमस्ते सरस्वती देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारणे निर्विशेष शून्यवादी पाश्चात्य देश तारणे जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंदा श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवासादि गौर भक्त वृंद। हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। फर्स्ट ऑफ ऑल आई वॉन्ट टू थैंक यू ऑल फॉर बीइंग प्रेजेंट हियर दिस मॉर्निंग एंड ऑल्सो विश यू ऑल ए वेरी हैप्पी गुड़ी पड़वा। चैत्र मास प्रथम दिवस शुक्ल पक्ष, कुछ लोगों का सम पीपल थिंक दैट ऑन दिस डे ब्रह्मा स्टार्टेड क्रिएटिंग द यूनिवर्स। सो प्रीवियसली वी हर्ड इन दिस सेक्शन ऑफ उद्धव गीता हाउ उद्धव वॉन्टेड टू नो मेनी थिंग फ्रॉम द लॉर्ड एंड वन ऑफ दैम, नाउ माई लॉर्ड यू आर लिविंग फॉर योर अबोर्ड, आई वुड लाइक टू कम अलॉन्ग विथ यू। लॉर्ड टेल देम, नाउ यू गिव अप अटैचमेंट, द सेम थिंग वॉट वी आर डिस्कसिंग इन दिस चैप्टर इज बिगेन लॉन्ग बैक एंड यू गिव अप दीज अटैचमेंट एंड नाउ यू टेक संन्यास। उद्धव वॉन्टेड टू इंक्वायर वॉट इज द बेस्ट प्रोसेस ऑफ डिवोशनल सर्विस to advance in Krishna consciousness. Then the Lord described about mystic perfection, 8 primary and 10 minor, and finally concluded they are all waste of time. And then Lord explained how my expansions, my opulence are non-different from me. And then we came to a section where in the Varna and Ashram were described. Varna and Ashram began in Sat Yuga. There was no Varna and Ashram, there was only one what was known as Hansa. Social order of life was Hansa, only one, and everybody was engaged in pure devotional service. But in Treta Yuga, from Lord's body came 4 varn and ashram. So in previous chapter the Lord has already described about brahmachari and grahastha. Now we are discussing vanaprastha. When this chapter was started by His Grace Brihasbhanu Prabhu, the perfect opening batsman, merely if he sits on the asana and he doesn't speak anything, you get the entire message of what is Vanaprastha Ashram. I am given 11th sloka of 11th canto, like an 11th batsman who doesn't really have much to offer. What can I offer? I can certainly do one thing, that I can support a trained, seasoned batsman and contribute to my team. I am happy, grateful for being a part of this playing 11 or squad, which Prabhupada has created a team where the entire world can be accommodated. I am grateful for this opportunity. And katha of Lord cannot be given simply by studying some scripture or doing your preparation. Without the Lord's desire, you cannot speak. Devotee's desire, you cannot speak. Valmiki could not have given unless he had the blessings of Narada. Just the other day, His Grace Nityananda Charan Prabhu spoke the glory of speaking one time the name of Sri Ram. Marij would not have spoken if the Lord does not desire what he spoke. Lakshman, Sita, if Ram did not want, so it would not have been possible. So katha, from your point of view, if I am unable to speak or it is incomplete, it is considered as complete. And even if I think that I have completed, it is always incomplete. Katha is, being in the katha is like lap of a mother. Whether you sit, you sleep, you play, when you go back home, you are fresh. So, I am not really qualified to speak on such an exalted subject. But, for my purification, it is important that I must share something what I feel about the subject. The four aspects of life, this chapter will later teach us how we should, Brahmacharya should be focusing on what? Following the order of a spiritual master. The householder should be protecting other living entity, then sacrifices and vanprastha, you know, austerity and sannyas or self-control and non-violence. Just like many of you are performing, choosing to perform austerity. His Grace Nandulal Prabhu chose to be sitting here in my class performing this austerity. So, these are the way we choose if we are not in that situation that Krishna has given me everything. So, austerity, it does not mean that the other ashram will not be following the order of the spiritual master or performing the austerity, but to focus what is given in this section and this ashram to advance further in the spiritual life is about that. This can be both physical as well as mental place to cultivate spiritual upliftment. Prabhupada wanted to establish Varnashram Dharma, especially Devi Varnashram, which should be based on the principle of respect, appreciation and gratefulness for all other ashram and each other. For what purpose? For realizing the goal of life. He considered this to be a civil society. And he said, there is no misery greater than the material attachment, and there is no happiness is as fine as a detachment. The previous speakers spoke about various personalities from Bhagavatam, Mahabharat. When they were talking about Maharaj Prithu, he was born from the churning of a body of the arms of Bina, and a couple came out. Brahmaji saw the lines on his hand and he said, he is partial incarnation of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Many great personalities, demigod, showered blessing upon him and provided all what is required to rule the kingdom. He lived a very, very exemplary life to show how a king should look after the subjects. Performed 99 Ashwamedh Yagya. He was not attached, and while addressing his subjects, what conclusion and experience he gave to his subjects, that pure devotional service to the Lord and the Vaishnav is the ultimate goal. And while inquiring from the sages, his query was what? What is the duty of a person who is entangled in materialistic life? And after hearing those answers, he lived his life on those principles, and finally, at the age when he thought it's time to say bye-bye, he proceeded to the forest with his good wife Arji. And how they lived there, austere condition, eating whatever is bare minimum to keep the body and soul together. The roots and fruits. And later on, it described in great detail, but later on he put himself in a posture, in a particular yoga posture, and got his life air out of his body. A chariot was waiting for him. Now his body was lying. His wife, Arati. It can easily go unnoticed, but I like this part. His wife, Bhagavatam speaks like this. His wife lamented for a while. It's human. In one of the sloka, I do not know the sloka, but I am convinced I have read it. In one of the sloka it is said, it is a great boon and blessing to a devotee to remember the teaching of Bhagavatam or scripture at the time of need. How she had lived her life, heard the sages along with her husband, how she had helped her husband discharge her duties, remembered, now what is my duty? Though she lamented, so what a great boon to remember at the time of. Just like I often like to say, Ramchandraji was lamenting. Lakshman reminded him, O Lord, shoka yukt vyakti ko kabhi bhi apne lakshya ki prapti nahi hoti. So what is the goal of my life? My goal of my life is now go back home, back to Godhead. What I should do? She created a pyre. Put the body of her husband, and she entered into the fire. Now, in this age, but what we are talking about, the spirit, to remember now what I should be doing. And Maitreya Muni, what is he saying? Anyone who narrates, and anyone who hears this pastime, he is granted a seat in Vaikuntha. If anyone who doesn't have a child will certainly be blessed with one. Anyone who has been pauper in his life will have all the riches. Anyone who has no qualification will have all knowledge. If anyone who is bereft of all luck will have now all good luck. When someone lives life on the basis of what we heard, Brahmacharya, knowledge, Grastha, compassionate to all living entities, one Prastha, and then Sannyas. This is what, and we also heard the other devotees talking about how Pandava left and how Dhritarashtra left finally. We may not be as fortunate. Dhritarashtra was fortunate that he had a brother who could chastise him. Either we are not qualified or we do not have that temperament. Whether we will take that kind of a chastisement, we may disappear from the scene. If someone, you are talking to me like this, I am living like a dog. So we may not be that fortunate that someone will come forward and tell us, how are you doing with your life, man? And we also heard from the teaching of Lord Chaitanya and Chaitanya Charitamrita how Rup Goswami, Sakhar Malik, Dabir Khas, Sanatan Goswami, Raghunath Das Goswami. Imagine, we will not be able to appreciate Sakhar Malik and Dabir Khas position. Something like, if we can say, Narendra Modi and Jetli retiring and taking up sannyas. That is kind of a post they were having. And with this we are also warned, don't try to copy these great personalities, otherwise you will die. So, Ramanand Rai and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had a lengthy conversation. What was the first inquiry of when the Lord asked Ramanand Rai, he is playing a role of a student, tell me. And Ramanand Rai also accepted to play the role. If this is what my Lord you want to me to speak, I'll speak. So the first question asked, what is the goal of life? So relevant for all of us. Ramanand Rai knew everything, but what he started with? He started to perform your prescribed duty in the service of Lord in the system of Varnashram. This was his first presentation to the Lord. In our case, the ground reality is something different. The ground reality is, we are not trained student. I'm talking about myself. And our understanding about Grastha Ashram was not really what it should have been when we got into Grastha Ashram. And because our two beginning were not perfect, I can't expect a magic in the third ashram and the fourth, what to speak of that. So we are conditioned and brought up with some kind of a conditioning, that is uncertainty in the life. What I will do in life, what kind of a job I'll get, whether I get into business, whether I live in India or abroad, whether I have children or no children, what my children will be doing, what so many things. And there are many uncertain things, but one thing is certain. At this age, with my realization, I'm able to see with greater conviction that you cannot be happy in this material world unless you take the shelter of the Lord's lotus feet and the lotus feet of the devotee. Number two, your realization is stronger that you will get disease. Till yesterday evening, I was thinking whether I will be able to give the class. So should I mention to somebody what if because of this reason, nothing serious, but sometime I get vertigo attack. So because of this reason, if I am not able to speak on the ashram, that there is a backup arrangement. So I am able to realize. I am getting old. My speed was always fast, whether it is required or not. But I am realizing that I am slowing down. Why? Because I am advised, it is good. And also physically it is not possible. So you cannot be happy, you will get disease and you will get old, and finally some of my dear ones in my family, my devotee circle, before the age, at the appropriate age, have left. So when we come to this age, our realization is stronger than what is required to be done. The call of the boatman is louder. Oh, Madhire. What is he saying? My dear son, my dear friend, the sun is about to set. It is getting darker. You have a distance to cover and you want to go back home. Isn't the story Lala Babu of Vrindavan taught us? His Grace Braj Vihari Prabhu
mentioned one aspect, how it should be a gradual process. And something like this was also spoken very nicely by His Grace Avatar Leela Prabhu. He mentioned about the speed. I was trying to put these gradual and speed together, and I came out with my own example for convincing myself. Just imagine that we are teaching somebody car driving. Now, the person, because we know car driving, so we have taught somebody car driving. Now, how he drives the car, what speed, what kind of a car, that should not be under my control. Take the example further. We are supposed, two devotees are supposed to leave for Pune, say our annual yatra. One devotee, for example, Krishna Chandra Prabhu is leaving from Bombay and I am leaving from Borivali. We are both supposed to leave from here at 6 o'clock and I leave from Borivali at 6 o'clock. Now, the situation, circumstances, their things may be different. Everything will be different for two individuals. When one person says, I reach in 1 hour 40 minutes, Krishna Chandra Prabhu, and I reach in 4.5 hour. There could be many reasons. And we start comparing how you took 4 hours to reach back to Godhead, to Pune, and how somebody is taking. We can think of 10 things. I was thinking of 10 things. Krishna Chandra Prabhu left alone. I left home with my wife. Not necessarily I will leave in time. He left. He took the route which is doesn't have any toll. I came from a traffic. He straight went to Wanglo. I chose to pick up my two grandson in the car on the way. Waiting took some time. Since the children were with me, I chose to take a break at Bikaji and had some breakfast. And there are millions of such things in different people's life. The goal is, we want to go back home, back to Godhead. What Avatar Leela Prabhu was trying to say, we should not try and judge and control the speed of the car. Our duty is to preach. How long a person will take to go to that? The car of Krishna Chandra Prabhu is Mercedes and my is Maruti Fronti. I did not go beyond 60 and he went up to 140. As I am saying, if we are comparing, we may be disturbed or we may commit some offense. There should be, each individual has different circumstances and situation in life. Therefore, gradual and the speed should be respected. This is what I learned from both of them when they spoke on this subject. The other day, subject very close to my heart, His Grace Srila Haridas Thakur Prabhu was, entire class he glorified the devotees. Agrastha Baldev Prabhu, how he lived his life and certified his Guru Maharaj and finally left. So we have many examples right in this campus. His Grace Radha Krishna Prabhu and Palika Mataji, they gave inspiration to many in the beginning when people cannot even think of moving into the temple. They were the first one. Later on, we also had some example, Vishwarup Prabhu and Nidhi. When I was struggling to read Srimad Bhagavad Gita, Radha Krishna Prabhu had completed Srimad Bhagavatam. You know, if in a materialistic world, if someone achieves something like this, they can very well say, Roni Nandan Prabhu, jis school mein tum padhte ho, uske hum headmaster reh chuke hain. Krishnam Prabhu, Amritanam Mataji, peak of his career, moved into the temple. Parampurush Prabhu with his good wife, Padmini Mataji, how he has planned his Varnashram. Very exemplary, non-attached. I want to perfect my life here and depart here. Yadunath Prabhu, Yadurani Mataji, there are many such examples. I was traveling with His Grace Naji Prabhu to Bhubaneswar and then Jagannath Puri. The kind of a lifestyle he was living, and he personally shared with me. You know what is my expenditure? Today we had breakfast together? Yes, Prabhu. We had lunch together? Yes, Prabhu. We had dinner together. What do? You chant. I also chant. But certain things he was doing. I am daily hearing Srila Prabhupada's one cassette. I am daily reading Srila Prabhupada's book. I am in touch with business news because I have some investment. I have to serve Krishna. And the kind of amount of personal expenditure he mentioned, I have not purchased any clothes for myself for a decade. It's all what my children, whatever they bring or gift, a devotee. Something, what kind of a life, what jo dikhta hai, jaruri nahi hai, wohi ho. Is Krishna consciousness is internal, it is not external. I would like to talk something about my close friend who has a huge body, head, and used to sweat a lot. One thing was common, his enthusiasm and smile was always on his face. One day, after Pune, one of the class, Maharaj mentioned something about Pundarik Vidyanidhi. And Pundarik Vidyanidhi pastime was, it can be seen as controversial. But when this devotee reached to the room where four or five of us were sharing, reached to the room, he took bath and he put perfume on his body in Pune bungalow, I'm talking about. I was looking at him. Probably he thought I have a question. In fact, I did not, because I knew his lifestyle for. But jokingly, smilingly, he said, Prabhu, I like to rough it out smoothly. Actually, word is rough and smooth, and saying that smilingly, I am trying to understand now. Whenever in Pune, example, who will get up tomorrow? We have to reach at 4 o'clock or whatever the time is. Who will get up first out of six of us? He is the first one to date. I will get up at 3 o'clock because all have to share, you know, bathrooms like that. Those are the days. So two things were common in Pune Yatra. One, Raghunath Prabhu has to get up. Oh, I mentioned the name, I should not have mentioned. He'll get up first. And the another thing was common in Pune Yatra was, one person is already sitting and waiting for others to come and see whether everything is perfect or not in the position and place of a chowkidar. That was Krishna Chandra Prabhu. So Narendra Modi probably has taken this word from him, chowkidar. So coming back to those three words, circumstances, his relationship, Raghunath Prabhu's relationship with his brother was two body and one soul. So also with his brother-in-law. Also, he did many businesses. Share market, garments, hospitals. Another thing I forgot to mention, he was having a problem of sneezing. Though he himself was not less than a doctor, but he could not find cure for himself. So many things he was going through. His relationship with brother became zero. So also from brother-in-law. His all businesses were not really doing. And finally, with some arrangement of the Lord, he had to leave Bombay. Like a responsible parent, Raghunath Prabhu and Raspriya Mataji provided whatever was required to be given to the children for education, spend a lot of money, business set up, so many things. According to my estimation, when he said, I like to rough it out smoothly, his life has gone through many rough phases. Many rough. But what was the smoothest thing what I have seen in all these years? His resolute determination to devotional service of the Lord. He also faced a spiritual crisis. The center where he dedicated his life, he had some issues there. And second aspect of smoothness in his spiritual life. And the third aspect, when he said that smilingly, Roni Nandan Prabhu, I like to rough it out smoothly. The third aspect was smiling. That smiling is constant from the day I have seen him and till the last yatra I saw him. This is what I think we are talking of Vanaprastha. This is what my understanding of Vanaprastha. When Brajbhari Prabhu was mentioning something about two couple, that I am attached to the kala of my wife, how can I? And the other person, they go for 1 month's vacation. Now, what are we doing with that kala? Are we? This is the humility of a devotee. If I am, after having this kala, only thinking of Krishna, you please have the kala every day. After going for that vacation for 1 month, if you are completely engaged, it's not that during that one vacation you are breaking regulative principle, you're just taking life a little easy. Right? And if that is your purpose, so if I put it in my words, are we living to eat or eating to live? Are we waiting for that 11th month, for that 12th month, or are we so that I can go enjoy? This is what is all a matter of consciousness. So what we should do to come to that level. At this age, if we can take a call, I have 4 points to talk about. I hope I'll finish in time, but bear with me if I am not able to. Have courage to accept the change. We are all in jail. If we want to get out of the jail, because you have to do something, you know, good to please the authority of the jail so that you can get out of there. Otherwise, you will remain in this. Courage to retrospect. Maine kya khoya, kya paya? My satisfaction and regret. Sit down with your friend or spouse. What is really wrong with me? What is courage to decide? What is needed to be done now? Courage to accept. You may now not have the same opportunity of services as you used to have before. This is a major change. You can crib about it or you gracefully accept. Courage to give up the controlling. I have a lot to speak, but time will not permit on these subjects. Because if we want to discover new oceans, we have to give up our attachment to the shores. In my village, if somebody was left the body, the people used to talk say this in a different way. Oh, aapko malum hai, Babulal ji shant ho gaye. This is very significant. Practice silence. Courage to practice silence. In 26th quality of a devotee, Kripalu Akartados Sat Sarasamne Dos Badan Sarvopakarakam Mananda Gambhir Karuna Kavi Daksha Moni, incidentally, accidentally happens to be the last Moni. Prabhupada do have very clearly didn't know what is Moni. Moni means who's talking about Krishna, always talking about Krishna. But sometime we may not be directly, so practice this last quality of a devotee, Moni. Stop lamenting. Have courage to stop lamenting. Oh, my trusted people, how they behaved with me. How they pulled me down. Gajab ki ekta dekhi hai is zamane mein. Gajab ki ekta dekhi hai is zamane mein. Jinde ko girane mein aur murde ko uthane mein. And if we live these kind of a thoughts, ki mere saath kya hua, then we will miss on the goal. Respect the time. Why? Even a right decision, if not taken, if it is delayed, it may not be good. Because life is the game of timing. His Holiness Radhanma Swami, in Gopal's garden, we have quotes of Radhan, very many quotes. And one of them is, having free time is not an opulence. It is danger. Unfortunately, this stage, we have a lot of it. Because of the circumstances, because of the system, because of the lack of facilities of being engaged. How much of a chanting you can do, how much of a reading you can do, you land up in some spare time. And what do? We start criticizing. That is a dangerous part. What we have seen in the recent past, some people make a little comment, Oh, what kind of a preaching style is this? Where was Krishna? We are making a very big statement. Try and understand, Prabhupada was also not spared. He is leaving India, going Sa Samundar Par. And what was Srila Prabhupada's prayer? We are missing on that point. If all of us remember that, we will never question anybody's preaching style. What was Prabhupada's prayer? Oh my Lord, please make my power of speech suitable for their understanding. So those who are preaching, they are first praying to Srila Prabhupada or Krishna. Please make my power of speech or my words, give them some meaning so that it becomes suitable for their understanding. And we have not, if we have not done preaching, it's very easy for us to make a comment on the preaching pattern of a preacher. This is because whether you are in a grihastha ashram or vanprastha, if you have time, you will end up doing this, which is detrimental for your own spiritual growth. Therefore, we should respect. 20th century has given two things for which we don't have control. One, shopping pattern. You spend the money what you don't have. You buy what you don't need. You impress people you don't like. This is the unfortunate gift. Another thing, no respect for elder. Now we can crib about. What do you can? Bachche sunte nahi hai. This is how they shop, this is how they behave, this is how we have a choice. Bachche agar sunte nahi hai, to please think wo aap pe gaye. We are talking of a material subject matter, shopping style, how they get up, how they are engaged in mobile. What has happened with you for the last 20 years? You have been listening this transcendental message. Where have you taken this to? I'm talking about myself. To your heart and soul. Manusya janam paya. You have been hearing. Radha Krishna na bhajiya. Janiya suniya vishaya khayenu. Bade bhagya. नरदेह मिली है बड़े भाग्य नरदेह मिली है इसको सफल बनाओ रे दशरथ राज कुमार राम के सब मिलकर गुण गाओ रे. How many time you have heard this? What Rishabhdev's teaching, almost all classes. Tapo divyam putra kayena sattvam. This human form of life is very rare. What was available, don't do something like what dogs and hogs were doing. It is meant for tapasya. Some of you are doing here this tapasya of listening to me. What Srila Prabhupada, when I was listening to a class on this particular sloka, his Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada making a very simple statement with a simple example. Tapasya. Just like you all are addicted to smoking. And while giving up smoking, you are passing through some kind of an uncomfortable situation. This is tapasya. How many times we have heard from the various classes, the teaching of Nityananda Prabhu, with straw between his teeth, he is telling loudly, coming to our doorsteps, going house to house, please chant the name of Krishna. Please worship Krishna. Krishna is your father. Krishna is your mother. Krishna is your life and soul. Do not waste your human form of life like this. How many times we have heard the teachings of Lord Chaitanya, though he has given it to Rupa Goswami. Oh my dear Rupa Goswami, this is all for us. There are millions of living entities on this planet, and they are in different 84 lakh species of life. And what is the size of each living entity? 1 upon 10,000 part of the tip of the hair. And out of these, some are moving, some are not moving. Some are civilized, some are uncivilized. And amongst the civilized, there are some wise. And among those wise, some are liberated. Among such liberated, a devotee is very rare. And the most fortunate one is one who has given and surrendered his life in the service of his spiritual master. From the teaching we have heard from Dhruva Maharaj, everything is broken piece of glasses. Prahlad Maharaj has taught us Andakupam. The story of Kailash, whenever we hear, we think it is for somebody else, forgetting it is my own stories. And we are talking of the spiritual subject matter, and we are blaming our children. Sunte nahi hai. Where have we heard? Or if we have heard, then we are will not be questioning. This is Vanaprastha, according to my understanding. This is the golden period. This is the time I have association. This is the time when mind is not yet completely spoiled, that I am still taking in stress in the spiritual activity. This is the time I am living where I have Bhaktivedanta Hospital to look after my diseases. This is the time my spiritual master is still on this planet. What can be the greater boon to perform and be engaged in the spiritual activities and achieve the purpose and goal of life? The second point is simplify your life. People try to achieve a lifestyle rather than a life. We all have heard the story of a sadhu who was disturbed by a rat, ended up buying a cat to provide the milk, had a cow to look after the cow, married, wife wanted a house, got a job, and his sadhana and activities all went for a toss. If we do not simplify our life, we are not different from this sadhu. We have to think. What are those things are undesirable, unrequired at this phase of my life? Distribute those clothes which are useless. You are not wearing for. Visit that storage place where you have not even touched, or for the formality sake, every Diwali you have cleansed them and kept them back. Remove those things which does not have a functional or sentimental values, or decide whether your food pattern is complicated or simple. Each month, say goodbye to one thing or the other, which is detrimental. Is it essential to attend four functions, whereas you can manage by attending two? But the third point is, now live a life with humility. If I am arrogant, within me live a good dog and bad dog. If I play a role of an arrogant Rohini Nandan, then I can convince myself that at the age of 15, I lost my father, I struggled, I studied, I took a menial job, another job I took, I did so many things, so many businesses to make money. I did not unnecessarily spend. When my company was giving me airfare for traveling, I saved that money and I traveled in train. My company was giving me taxi fare and I saved that money by traveling in bus. How I have saved this money? I am a self-made man. This is bad dog. Because the good dog has forgotten raso aham apsu konteya prabhashmi shashi suriyo pranava sarva vedesu sabd ke purusham risu. I am the source. Everything is coming from me. And when I forget this, then I say, I am the self-made and I am made this. And unfortunately, I forget the teaching. So earlier we discussed, what a great boon and blessing it is to remember the teaching of scripture at the right time. And we forget. Even if we say, I am a so-called man, what is the teaching what we have? Notpadayeda yadiratim sram eva kevalam. If there is no rati, yadi ratim, if there is no rati or attraction to the lotus feet of the Lord, what is the use of your scholarship, money, wealth, or what you speak and how you conduct? So this idea should be out of our mind that I am a, whatever I have achieved is because of my own endeavor. After, if we analyze the thing, how many people right from our parents till this point of time have contributed to our life, what we are today. And we talk about, I am a self-made man, height of arrogance. And then another is, practice detachment from possession. His Grace Subhas Prabhu was mentioning a prank a student played. He came from the school, went back to the school after the school hour, taking three sheep with him, and left the three sheep in the school. He put a tag on the neck of all the three sheep. One, number one, number two, and number four, and left the school. Next day, the whole school was spoiled because of the terrace and everything. And people were trying to find out, the managers and the staff and everyone, what is happening, why is it so messy? So in one corner they found one sheep wearing number two. In another corner, they found wearing number four. In one corner, they found another sheep wearing one. Now, everybody, logically speaking, with their intelligence, we must find out, there has to be one more. Number three. Where is that three? This is the story of our life. We are looking for that three, which is not available. Jisko bolte hain 99 ka chakkar. So when we get into how much attached we get once we are in the trap of money, ऐसे की भूख ऐसी थी कि कमाने निकल गए, और जब तक पैसा आया जमाने निकल गए, बच्चों के साथ बैठने की फुर्सत नहीं मिली, और जब फुर्सत मिली तो बच्चे कमाने निकल गए. दिस इज द रियलिटी पीपल. फॉर अ मेल इफ द ग्रेटेस्ट अटैचमेंट, हाउ आई कैन मनी मेक एक्वायर मनी, हाउ आई कैन मल्टीप्लाई मनी, हाउ आई कैन सेव मनी, एंड हाउ आई कैन, इफ दिस इज अ वेरी डेंजरस अटैचमेंट, डेट्रीमेंटल. आसक्ति आफ्टर ऑल क्या है? आसक्ति वो है जो जा नहीं सकती. बाय अवर ओन एंडेवर ध्यायतो विषयान पुंस संगत से उपजायते संगत संजय. व्हेन यू स्टार्ट कंटेम्पलेटिंग विद ऑब्जेक्ट ऑफ सेंसेस, वी डेवलप अटैचमेंट, एंड एट दैट इज द टाइम वी नीड राइट एडवाइस हाउ वी कैन डिटैच. बिकॉज द लॉर्ड हिमसेल्फ हैज सेड बाय कॉन्स्टेंट प्रैक्टिस एंड डिटैचमेंट यू कैन ओवरकम ऑल दीज ऑब्स्टिकल इन लाइफ. अवर आचार्य, अवर स्टेट इज लाइक दिस. विद्यारा गौरव भ्रमी देशे देशे धन उपार्जन की, भूलिया तुम्हारे हरी. इन दिस प्रोसेस माय लॉर्ड आई फॉरगॉट यू. व्हाई? बिकॉज ऑफ मनी. प्राउड ऑफ एजुकेशन ट्रेवल्ड ऑल द प्लेसेस एंड आई फॉरगॉट यू, एंड बिकॉज ऑफ अवर अटैचमेंट द वे वी हैव अक्यूमुलेटेड एंड वी हैव स्ट्रॉन्ग अटैचमेंट एंड टू नॉट टू पार्ट विथ इट. नाउ द बैड डॉग प्लेज अ रोल and the we put side aside the teaching of good dogs. What we have heard all these years, datavyam iti adanam diyate anupakarane des kale cha patte cha tadanam. Why? Gita says charity has to be given. It is our duty. In what consciousness? Without any expectation. To whom? To a worthy person, time and place. And what we say, I don't really see any person who is eligible, because my money, what I have acquired by protecting it, by saving it, by not overly spending it, may not be utilized properly, so I don't want to give it. It means, in other words, I don't trust anyone. You know what it is? It is an excuse. Recently, my wife and me developed a desire of going to perform Shraddh for our forefather. And it was so working out that we were planning to go to Prayagraj for a Kumbh Mela. So we thought it's about 4-hour drive from there. We can go to Gaya Ji and also it is a board for performing, so we decided. But I always had, which I call it an excuse in my mind, the person who performs is not really an authentic person. So I asked Muralidhar Prabhu, Prabhuji, please guide me, I have this desire, and we want to do, because Chaitanya Mahaprabhu did, and the place, you know, we were excited about it to do. But so he guided me to another god brothers of mine, and he said, you talk to him because he knows this subject well and he will. So I expressed to him my concern. I said, Prabhuji, we want to do, but the pandit may not be really authentic or authorized whether he will perform. So he gave me a very, very satisfying answer. He said, Prabhuji, what is required in the age of Kali Yuga? Three things. Number one, your own Shraddha. Adho Shraddha.
Okay? The second thing is the sadhu who is doing. And the third thing is the place. But in Kali Yuga, it not necessarily you will get all these three. But even if you get two out of these three, your job will be perfect. You should try and find out a genuine person, but you'll end up not finding one. So your Shraddha, so with that attitude, we did that. Shraddha. And when these two things are in place, by the grace of His Divine Grace, H.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada, we have all these three things available in all His centers. And we have question. Why? Because we have skills. Because I do not know whether my so hard money will be properly utilized or not. Also, to develop this detachment, unless we are not preparing ourselves for that purpose and goal of life. And the last thing, vade wo hote hain jinki soch badi hoti hai. When we are talking of vanaprastha or sannyasi or a senior citizen or elderly person in respect to that, so act maturely. His Grace Sirama Prabhu was yesterday mentioning example of need of Tamal Krishna Goswami Maharaj. And last year, in this very first month of April 2018, His Holiness Jayadeva Swami Maharaj was speaking on this very subject for 1 hour. And how a question answer session, you may have medical policies, you may have this and that, but one day should be there in your life and your preparation should be according to in that path, so that you can totally depend on Krishna rather than depending on any policy or any person. So maturity is what? We are so fortunate that we have a glimpse of some luxuries and we have a glimpse of austerities. The choice is with us to choose at the right time what is needed to execute our devotional service. Through these wonderful yatra, His Holiness Radhana Swami Maharaj has trained this congregation some austerity part. What it is like to walk in the sun, what it is like to share a room with 10 others, what it is like to get up early, what it is, there are so many things. And gradually, He has trained. So the maturity is what? To respect what His Holiness Tamal Krishna Goswami is saying, and also respect what His Holiness Jayadeva Swami Maharaj is saying. That, according to me, is vanaprastha. By the mercy of His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada, what is required austerity is for this age of Kali Yuga, according to him, is you simply follow four regulative principles. Associate devotee, eat only Krishna Prasad, study the scripture, visit the holy places, give in charity, and above all, take shelter of the holy name of the Lord. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. That would be the Varnashram. That would be Vanaprastha, that would be the perfection of our life. This is what my understanding. Please feel free to correct me if I have spoken something I should not have. And I thank you all for encouraging me by your presence. Thank you. Gandharaj Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai.